New international regulations to curb harmful sulphur emissions from the world's shipping fleet start in January, and it's driving Australian innovation to try to meet the new requirements. The changes are the biggest to hit the industry in decades because its emissions are so huge. 15 of the world's largest ships produce more sulphur emissions than all of the world's cars combined. Now, a small Australian shipbuilder is trying to make a difference with a technology that mimics nature, inspired by penguins. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Ship repairs are in full swing at Harwood Marine, an Australian shipbuilding company set amongst the cane fields on the Clarence River in northern New South Wales. Harwood Marine's managing director, Ross Roberts, says the shipping industry faces a shake-up with a January 1 deadline to reduce nasty emissions.
In 2020, the sulphur cap comes in, and that's where they must reduce their sulphur from 3.5% down to 0.05%. Now, this is because 90% of the world's sulphur emissions, that's 90%, is created and generated by shipping.
Harwood Marine has collaborated with a Japanese inventor who came up with a new shipping design, a device that reduces friction and therefore fuel consumption and sulphur emissions. Ross Roberts says the technology mimics nature, including that of micro-bubble-producing penguins.
Penguins are quite an unusual animal, the way they trap air in their feathers when they go down and compress the air. And when they come back up, they release the air and it grows in size and shoots them out of the water.
The technology has been trialled on two ships, one based in the Netherlands and another in Japan, which are reporting about a 10% reduction in fuel use. Now, for the first time, a major shipping company based in Taiwan is trialling the system on its new fleet of large ships. The new sulphur restrictions are a monumental change for the industry. Angela Gillam is Deputy Chief Executive Officer of Maritime Industry Australia. She says the biggest concern for operators of bulk carriers, container ships and passenger ferries is uncertainty over the price of fuel, as it will now have to be more refined.
Some operators plan to use blended fuel, so that's estimated that'll be around $75 to $250 per tonne more than what they currently pay for heavy fuel oil. But some operators are looking to use diesel, so, you know, the same product that we put in our cars, basically, and the price differential between heavy fuel oil and diesel is much greater. It's not just shipping that's going to pay. I mean, these costs flow down to the consumer.
Angela Gillam says there will be real problems if the new regulations aren't enforced.
And it creates an unlevel playing field, so good operators will be unfairly penalised for using the more expensive compliant fuel.
Annalise Sly manages environment standards at AMSA.
We don't look at 100% of ships calling at every time they call. In simple terms, you will continue to get inspected, but you'll be inspected less frequently if you're following the rules and doing everything that you should do, and more frequently if you have a history of non-compliance.
For Ross Roberts, it's disappointing that there isn't more homegrown interest in a technology that reduces not only sulphur emissions but fuel use.
I can understand that. A little company in a cane field in northern New South Wales, I probably wouldn't take much notice of us either, but there is something here and it is worth chasing.
Ross Roberts from Harwood Marine. Bronwyn Herbert with that report.